Welcome to Legal Talk with Attorney Kevin Flesch of Flesch and Beck Law. Auto accidents, DUIs, slip and falls, each one can change your life. But the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys at Flesch and Beck Law relieve your legal burden. Whether you need to heal from an injury or protect your future in a criminal matter, the legal team at Flesch and Beck Law is prepared to defend your rights. Now, here's Legal Talk with your host, Scott Whatley, and attorney Kevin Flesch.
Welcome to Legal Talk. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Whatley, and we are glad you're with us. Our show is brought to you by Flesch and Beck Law. Their number, 303-806-8886. And always good to have Kevin Flesch in studio with us. How are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Probably better than I should be, quite
yeah,
frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Ah, a little cooler.
Living the empty nester life right now.
Man,
all the
is.
Kids.
Yeah.
All the kids are gone. So
wow.
It's a little strange. But
It is so unique, too, for people with twins
yeah.
like you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because everything happens initially when it happened. I got two babies.
Yes.
And now you got two graduating.
Right.
Then you're going to have two get married. The same time knowing them.
Nearby, I would think so. To probably two twin
wow.
brothers. Who knows? Yes. Yeah, it's been, I would agree. I mean, I look back and I was somewhat reflective over the last couple of weeks because they just graduated from high school and then they went off to work at a camp for the summer. And so I was just thinking about our journey with them. And I do think back about, just a little aside, about our first ultrasound with the fact that we went through IVF. And right. so we didn't think that this was actually possible to get twins because of the way that we had set up the whole process of having a child. And the first scan that we had when they talked about two babies being there, we were like, wait a second, time out.
Yeah,
this is God's little
equipment.
Little, yeah,
did you start slapping the screen?
Exactly,
like a TV?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, hold on. But yeah, through the process, it is interesting when you have two graduate at the same time. And then, you know, because you have one party for the two of them, but you have two different sets of stuff that are set up. And there's a little bit of competition here and there, and although they're super
because
close.
They are two individuals.
They are very much two individuals.
You know, but
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and two different sets of friends, although they do have mutual friends too, and they're going to two different schools that are close to each other. So it's been a really fun experience to see how they've progressed, and really excited for them. But it is different. All of the listeners out there that have had their kids go off to college, and these are our last ones. And what's different about twins is you have all this activity with two kids and then none. Right? I mean, it's not like we have one left. They're both gone. And so it's been a very transitional time for my wife and I. And so we're working through that.
Right.
Muddling through, as I say.
And you're like, what was your name again?
Yeah, exactly. Right. The house is really big with just the two of us in it. Really quiet. Everything's in its place.
Yeah.
You know, it's clean. It's quite amazing.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Well, congratulations to them and
Thank you.
And
yes.
Janet. I mean, hey, a great accomplishment these days.
Yes, exactly.
No doubt.
Get them through, and they have plans for the fall, and they had plans for the summer. So we're very blessed. So I can't complain about it. And you know, we're talking about.
And you got good kids. That's huge.
So far.
Yeah.
Yep. So far. So far, we haven't screwed them up too much. So we'll see. It's kind of like hunting dogs.
Yeah.
Say the same thing about my dog. Her DNA is so much better than I am that I just want to screw it up.
Right.
So,
exactly. Yep. Well, once again, you are listening to Legal Talk, and Kevin is with us each week, and we talk about different legal issues and problems that may arise. And, hey, our big thing here with our show is we want to try to keep you from having a problem and give you some things on educating, don't mean that in a demeaning way, but just educating our listeners on different legal topics. So,
And with that, you know, I've had a couple of consultations with listeners this last week, and they've been very interesting consultations. One was related to a court matter that they were handling on their own and trying to figure out how we can help them or not help them through the process. And we give free consultations,
right.
and we offer advice. And what I can say to the listeners is we talk about things to help educate them. And obviously, there's lots of things out on the internet that people can go look at for sort of self-help. But before you do anything like file a lawsuit or you know, think about moving forward with making claims against folks, call us before you do that, before you do it on your own, just to help in real to giving you some advice relating to some pitfalls about certain things that you do that may affect the case down the road. Because, for example, the matter that I did the consultation with yesterday, at the end of the consultation, I said, you know, this matter is so messed up legally and also factually that you've got a hearing, you've got a trial coming up in a couple of weeks, and I can't fix or get the evidence that we need for you to prepare to prevail at that hearing. And so even though you're willing to pay me money to get involved and try to resolve it, I didn't take the case. And it was a case where I just said to him, this is what I suggest you do. I think you can resolve it through a settlement, but you've got to go to the other party and have a conversation with them and humbly try to resolve this.
Sure.
It's not a situation where you can be too bombastic about it and act like you have the upper hand, because you don't at this point.
Gotcha.
And I want to help people in that sort of regard, because many times people get very agitated and very adamant about their position in these legal matters. And there's always another side.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that other side can prevail. And so you've got to be aware of the fact of what you're looking at and what the dangers are for
right.
you. The other consult that I had last night over the phone was a real estate matter, and we handle those sorts of matters all the time. And it's a really interesting case up in Boulder. But we had a discussion about where exactly she wanted to go with the case and what she wanted to do. And I kind of gave her a quote about what I thought it would cost, sort of the positions that she's taking, and she doesn't really want to spend that amount of money. And sometimes in these consultations, I talk with people just about sort of where they're at, where they want to go, and what we're going to have to do to get there, and whether it's possible or not. And as long as we can add value, and as long as we're doing the things that they need to have done with an understanding of what it's going to cost,
right?
That reality, I think a lot of times, especially the cost for the legal, because in this particular case, she's going to be going up against the state or the county. Mm-hmm. And so they have really unlimited resources relating to what
so
they're...
So that ain't cheap to go up against.
No, it's not. It's really hard.
Right.
And so that's where you have to, I mean, especially in these situations where people are taking on their individual liberties and saying, this is a fight I'm willing to take on.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. But then we have to have the discussion about at what cost, and making sure that they understand from the get-go sort of where that's going to go and what it's going to cost. Not to do it, you know, in the particular situation last night, she wanted me to do a little research and then write a letter. Well, the trouble with that is I can get her to, you know, step one when she's got 40 other steps to get to, and I don't want to set her up to just sort of leave her in the wind. That's
sure.
not really fair either. And we can do that in Colorado. We can do what are called basic services that you sort of segment what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And lawyers do that all the time for clients in certain circumstances. The problem that I have with it sometimes is you leave the client sort of in a situation where they're either worse off
right.
or similar than before they spent the money. So you're not really giving them... that you're just making it more difficult for them to sort of extricate themselves out of the situation. So that's why it's so important for people to think about what it is that they're doing.
Because there are some things, I would assume, that people can do, and then when they come to you, you can't undo, you know, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, especially personality-wise. So where I see disputes really going sideways for people is when the personalities get to a place in the dispute where it's not really about the dispute anymore, it's about the personality. And that becomes very difficult legally, because then people just shut down and they're not really willing to resolve things because they're just so adamant about, you know, proving a point or punishing the other side. And once I get, and that's why I've talked numerous times about, you know, the really difficult cases that we deal with are neighbor disputes.
Yeah.
You know, where you live next to each other, but you hate each other. And, you know, you fight over these cases, generally, you're fighting over the smallest things that become big things just because of the hatred between the two entities.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really hard, because the answer a lot of times that I tell clients is, you've got to move. That is not the response that people want. They think I'm crazy. And I'm like, well, if you're going to continue to live next to this neighbor, either we need to mediate it and you need to get rid of the hatred and somehow be platonic neighbors. Or if you can't get over that, then you've got to change. Either they move or you move. And most people really don't want to have that sort of rational discussion.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate part, is because people many times in making decisions about hiring lawyers, many times people make the emotional decision.
That was going to be my next
point. Yeah.
The whole big deal with your kind of initial consultation is when you get those folks that are so emotionally into the, sometimes you got to separate them from that, and that's extremely difficult, isn't it?
It is. It's really hard. And so what people sometimes want in legal counsel is they want the person with the same personality that they have and the same mannerisms relating to this particular event in their life, and they want the lawyer to emulate how they feel. They want, you know, you see that a lot in domestic relations cases, and that's why we don't do that sort of work, because generally that you're not, you know, you're fighting over pots and pans, but the fight over pots and pans is really to get at the other person. I mean, we saw it most recently in this Depp Amber Heard trial.
Yep.
I mean, that is a situation where this couple just, they either really hate each other, or they, I can't figure out if they really hate each other or they love each other. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of their way of staying together or staying apart. I can't imagine being a juror. You know, we heard this week about the fact that the jurors were falling asleep and everything else. Well, of course they were. I mean, you're listening to two individuals' lives for 6 weeks, and they're stars, sure, but their everyday lives are probably mundane like the rest of us.
Sure.
So when you start getting into some of this stuff, it is, I mean, my life's boring, and I'm living it. So, I mean, it's
and we're starring in it,
exactly, right? We're our own stars, and I'm like, oh my gosh, at any rate, so it is an interesting situation when we're talking about people looking for lawyers, and the difficulty is when you try to be the adult in the room. Sometimes people get turned off by that, and that's okay. That's why we have a free consultation, and that's why I say to people, well, go talk to several lawyers, 2-3 lawyers, and spend the time really talking to the individuals that you think you may hire, and have a conversation with them. Not their staff. You're not meeting with a paralegal. You're not meeting with a case manager. You want to meet with the lawyer that's going to be in trial with you, especially in these personal injury matters, you know, because that's going to be the personality that you get when you get to that stage, and you want to make sure that that person is the one standing next to you and that you've made a good buying decision when you hire somebody. And so the free consultation is really good for everybody.
Yeah.
Because I get to meet new people all the time, get to see a sense of what the person is like and what they're doing, mm-hmm. what they want help with, and whether or not I can rationally meet what they want to have happen.
Yeah.
And most of the time we can, but a lot of times we can't either. Mm-hmm. And then we have a conversation. The trouble that a number of people in calling our office, like they'll have called several other law offices before.
Right.
And especially, let's say, on a premises liability case where it's a slip and fall. A lot of lawyers, especially the ones that you hear on TV or on the billboards, don't really handle those cases because they're more work than your standard motor vehicle accident. And so they'll give them a pat answer, like either they're too busy or they just don't have the ability to handle the case or it's too complex, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the people don't get the real reason why maybe the party isn't, the attorney isn't taking the case.
Right.
I like to be honest with people about why it is that we may or may not take it in looking at the case. And so we have these generally in person, but we are doing a lot of Zoom free consultations where we go through documents or we go through the evidence and we talk about it. And then I tell them why we are willing to take the case or why we're not. And that's really refreshing, I find, with a lot of people, because they at least get to the answer of what it is that if we're not going to take it. I had a consultation this last week where the fellow, he got cited for the accident. He was turning left in front of another car. The other car was DUI, though. The other car was driving under the influence. But he still had the right of way. And so the potential client was saying, you know, but they were drunk. I said, well, I know, but you turned left in front of them. So even though they were drunk, you're going to be at least half at fault. And in Colorado, contributory negligence, if we can't prove more than 50% at fault for the other driver, you don't get anything. And he had been with a big firm, and they just dropped him. And he was adamant. Well, the other person was drunk. They shouldn't have been on the road anyway. And I said, I agree with that, but you still turned left in front of oncoming traffic. Yeah. And the problem is that at the end of the day, six people are going to look at that and say, well, who's at fault for your injuries? And you're going to be at least half at fault. And so we didn't take the case. Mm-hmm. But at least we had the discussion.
Right.
And we kind of went through it. And now I've had other cases where the person is cited. And we get into the case, and we actually try the traffic ticket, and it turns out they weren't at fault. Mm-hmm. And we get rid of the ticket, and then we move. So I'm not afraid of those things, but we really have to have a discussion about what takes place and what's happened with the liability. And that's why the free consultation is so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Once again, Kevin Flesh is with us. It is Legal Talk, Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886. And, you know, our last 10 minutes or so, we can kind of talk about this since we're on this path. With the consultation, man, I mean, you've got nothing to lose. So I guess I'm kind of taking it down the path of people that maybe are trying to handle things themselves.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. But I mean, to call you and sit down with you, it's just your time.
Yeah.
To figure out what we've talked about right now.
Exactly. And, you know, we get the calls talking about settling a personal injury case, for example. People handling it on their own, trying not to get the fees for an attorney to help them with it. And those are cases that we love to look at to make some determinations, because there are situations where people can resolve the case on their own. But they have to realize that there's some pitfalls in doing that, and make sure that they cover their basis relating to the subrogation interests and and what exactly are you doing? Is the person is tendering, for example, where the person has a significant accident, the at-fault party has minimum limits, $25,000 limits. They have medical expenses well in excess of that $25,000 limit, and the insurance company tenders to them the policy. You know, there's lots of people that'll say, well, I don't need a lawyer for that. I'll just get the policy limits, and away I go. The trouble is many people do that, but then they don't get permission from their own insurance to make an underinsured, uninsured motorist claim, or they don't recognize that they can do that, and they miss out. I just had a case that we just settled where another lawyer was handling the first part of the no-fault, or the first part for the at-fault party. They got the $100,000 limit. They were dealing with a family member of the client, because at the time, the client was not competent because of his head injuries. The family member didn't even tell the lawyer about the fact that the client had a policy, another $100,000 policy. And so I had met with the client because he was coming around in his head injury and wanted some advice. Didn't really trust the family member, so we met with them and got involved in it. And it turns out that the other lawyer, if he hadn't known about that policy, would have settled the first part, not gotten permission, and he would have lost out lost another $100,000. And luckily I got involved, we got permission, and then we were easily able to show the extreme injuries that he had, and his insurance policy was tendered within several months. And so we got him another $70,000 or $80,000 in assets that he didn't have prior. So it's those sorts of things that, the free consultation and just thinking about what you're doing. Because many times just people don't realize the things they don't know.
Yeah, we've talked exactly. About that. Yeah. And here's the thing, too, is, I mean, hey, who's on your side and who's not? The insurance company is not on your side, okay, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you are.
Right.
If you can be of help.
Right.
So it's to every, for you to, you've already admitted right here, you didn't take a couple of cases, okay?
Yeah.
So if it would have been all about money or whatever, hey, you could have probably made a few bucks on it or
absolutely
whatever.
Absolutely could have.
But, you know, so what I'm saying is you're on our side if you can help us.
Yes. And that's exactly the example of the fellow that came in yesterday with the matter that's coming up for trial. Yeah, he wanted me. He was ready to give me a check to handle it. And I'm like, you know, it was a small matter. By the time he paid me, he would get nothing out of it. And I don't know if I would have given him anything in the way of real value. And so that's where I just ended up saying, I don't feel comfortable taking your money. And it's the same way with these cases where we get into these consultations with these, and we actually do the math. And we say, well, you know, we talk, there's a variety of things that we need in these consultations when we're talking about should you settle the case without a lawyer, or can we get involved and make some more money for you and also make some money for ourselves. You know, we need to know all of the medical expenses that you've had, not the amount that you've paid, but what's actually been billed. We need to know whether or not there's any future needs relating to your medical, whether there's anything else that you're going to need. And then we just need to understand what all of the damages were in your life. And so with that sort of consultation, we can then get evaluation about what it is that that the case is worth. And then we talk about what the insurance company is offering. And then we figure out, well, what they're offering, how much is the difference between what we think mm-hmm. it was worth and what they're offering, and how much risk does it take, how much risk are you getting into by getting us involved and taking on this additional, just seeing if we can get the additional amounts that we say we are. So filing suit, what are the costs, you know, how much you're going to have to put into the lawsuit versus what you're going to get out of it. You know, if you can put $10 in and make $100,000, well, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
But if you have to put in a $1,500 and you're only getting $1,500 more, right. well, then that doesn't make any sense. And those are the sorts of discussions that we have.
Right.
And it's really pragmatic economics. Mm-hmm. And then we figure out whether it's worth it or not. And right. it's so dependent on the client as well as to how much. Some clients, $5,000 is a really big deal to them. Mm-hmm. That changes their lives to some degree. Whereas some clients, $5,000 is a drop in the bucket, and it's not a big deal. It's not worth them. It's like picking up a penny on the sidewalk. It's not worth them going through that effort. Mm-hmm. And so it's very determinative based upon the client and what their importance is relating to the monetary compensation. And those are the things that we talk about.
Yep. Kevin Flesch, you're listening to Legal Talk, 303-806-8886. And if you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, we are talking about really just any legal matter. I'm just saying, hey, it's a free consult with Kevin, so don't try to travel those waters on your own, so to speak. And Kevin, another thing in our last 5 or 6 minutes here is, you know, as far as a personal injury or slip and fall, we may not even realize the extent of the injuries.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, and we've all gone through it, hey, a couple of days, the insurance company calls you, you are feeling a bit better, but then you do get sore, but you don't really know what's going on. And man, we've seen injuries come on. Back in the day, I believe I'm writing this, it used to be we're like, oh, you could settle and then get maybe 3 or 4 more years of medical.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yeah. But when we had PIP, it's not the way
that
anymore.
That ain't it.
No. No. And in fact, I just had a case come in this week where guy's telling me about his injuries, crazy premises liability case. But it's going to be an interesting fact pattern to determine liability. But he's talking to me about his injuries, and it was he got hit by a big piece of plywood that blew off of a pile of scrap that was near a public walkway for this marina. And big gash in his head, and it knocked him out cold, dropped him to the ground. And so we're talking about those injuries. But then he's like, you know, since this time, I haven't been able to pick up my kids, and I have a shoulder problem. I'm like, well, tell me about that, because that sounds like a rotator cuff tear. And, you know, have you had an MRI done? Have you done anything relating to the orthopedic? And he used to be a big golfer, and he's not able to golf anymore. And it's that sort of thing where he's like, well, I'm just going to live with it. I'm like, well, if it's part of this claim, I need to have that figured out. You've got to go to an orthopedic. We've got to get you an MRI. He has health insurance. It wasn't an issue that he didn't have the money to go do it. He just was kind of lackadaisical about it. Hmm. He just was like, you know, he's like, yeah, it's all related. It's because I didn't have this problem prior, and I haven't been able to do the things that I've been normally doing. And those sorts of things are the things that we talk about in these consultations about, okay, before we do anything, we're going to get you better, because that's the other thing.
Right.
We try to get people better physically, because that it makes my job easier to settle the case when I have a client that's not complaining of injuries. You know, in a settlement conference, when the person is sitting next to me complaining of injuries from the accident that aren't resolved, that's really hard to settle a claim because they're going to value that injury more because they look in the future and say, I need these additional things taken care of. But if we can get all of those things resolved before we get to that mediation stage, it makes it easier because the client then realizes that their injuries are done. There's not any new stuff that's going to have to be done in the future.
Right.
And you can put a price on those things a little bit easier. So this example with the guy with the shoulder, you know, we've sent him out and he's going to go get those things taken care of. My guess is he's going to come back and say, yeah, I've got a rotator cuff. I'm going to need surgery. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a $40,000 or $50,000 economic damage to him that he's not really documenting.
Rehab, man. Some right. Serious rehab.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But hopefully he's a younger guy. He's probably going to get it taken care of, and he'll probably be able to swing a golf club again. And if he's able to do those things, we're able to show what it was that it was related to, and we'll be able to get it resolved. The defense likes those because they're clean, tidy, everything's in one place. They know right. what it is. We're not saying that it's speculation about what he may need. He's going to go get it done, and then we'll be able to resolve the case.
Yeah.
But it's those sorts of things that people need to come and see us right away so that we can help with those things. You can't wait just before the statute of limitations runs and then 3 years after a motor vehicle accident say, oh, my shoulder's been hurting the whole time. Mm-hmm. And be credible about it, because people, you know, you get an injury, you get it treated.
Sure.
That's what most people do. You know, obviously there's some injuries that are sort of nagging injuries that you hope will go away, and they don't. So you need to get those things taken care of.
Yep. Last couple of minutes, but yep. I want to go back and spend it on this. Because you talked about, boy, people not even understanding all the benefits, okay? Because let's be honest, most of us don't even know our own insurance policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we know what the words are on there, like comprehensive liability, but a lot of people don't know what it means either.
Right.
So how can you understand all the benefits that are out there for you possibly if you don't understand your own insurance
yeah.
policy? So just another reason, make the call
right.
and talk to you.
Yeah, the great thing now is most people have their insurance policies on their phone because everything's electronic.
Yep.
So in the initial consultation, I had this happen yesterday where the guy came in. He was hit in a he was walking in a parking lot and got hit by a car.
Oh, jeez.
And pretty significant injuries. And so we're trying to figure out what the other party has for limits. And I say to him, well, do you have car insurance? He goes, yeah, but I wasn't in a car. I said, yeah, but you were hit by a car. So when you're hit by a car as a pedestrian, your car insurance applies too. So underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage. I said, do you have that? He's like, I've got full coverage. I said, great. Pull it up. And so we pulled it up, and he had comprehensive liability. He had rejected MedPay and rejected underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage. I said, so he didn't have it. But right. it was a conversation that then you got to have underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage.
Yeah.
You want to have that for your own injuries
sure.
at all times. Just you need to have it. So
yeah.
it's one of those things where we can talk about it at the time. But today, if you're not sure what your insurance policy says on your car insurance and you think you want MedPay and that you need underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage,
mm-hmm.
check your declarations page and make sure that your agent has sold you those things. And if they haven't, go to your agent and get those things added
yep.
to your policy.
Absolutely.
Inexpensive coverages,
yep.
and they'll help you when you're in an accident.
Big time.
Right.
Great information, Kevin. Thank you very much, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
Give Kevin a call, KLZ's personal injury attorney, 303-806-8886. It is Flesh and Beck Law, fleshlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H lawfirm.com. For Kevin Flesh, my name is Scott Watley. Thank you for being with us today for Legal Talk.
Call now for a free consultation with Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886, 303-806-8886, or visit fleshlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H, fleshlawfirm.com. A proven team dedicated to your legal needs.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
With rates on the rise, how do you get the best rate? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Did you know that when you get cash out, or your FICO score is below a 740, or you're financing a condo versus a single family home, it will cost you more in rate and fees? Many lenders are charging more. Stop paying it. At Affordable Interest Mortgage, we have lenders that don't charge. Trying to purchase a second home, or is your loan amount considered a high balance or jumbo? There they go again, charging you more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Let us show you a loan that doesn't charge more. Seeing a low rate but not reading the small print, only to realize all the extra costs and fees? Again, stop. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Quit paying fees and closing costs that are unnecessary. Get a low rate without all the extra cost. Let us show you how to save thousands. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable interest mortgage. 720-895-0500. Serving Coloradans for over 20 years. NMLS 298-191. Regulated by DORA.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for being with us. Glad to have in studio now our good friend Ryan Resch. Bighorn Firearms, 2175 South Jasmine. Ryan, good to see you.
Hey, Scott. Great to be here.
Booming, as they say, right?
Yeah, it's definitely picking up after some recent events and people starting to really go hard on the gun control thing. So we've been seeing a lot more people walking in the door ready to buy and doing that. So
sure. What are and again attitudes of most people, I guess, that come in a gun store, but I know over these last couple of years there were many first time gun buyers. I mean, did you find that to be true?
Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, more than ever. You know, you get these crazy world events going on and shifting perspectives in society, and it starts to make people realize that they're responsible for their own safety. Mm-hmm. And what better way to be able to protect yourself than exercising your Second Amendment rights? So people just start thinking about it, and they feel like it's the right time when, you know, they're, especially when you're constantly watching the news and it's sure. just all fear, you know,
yeah,
it's
every just, day.
Yeah. So, people want to be able to protect themselves, now more than ever. And a lot of people are taking that step in that direction for the mm-hmm. first time. So, it's been really great. I mean, I think it's great for the industry, and I think it's great for, just people's empowerment and the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and I'd say there's been a huge resurgence, for women, female shooters, right?
Yeah, lots of ladies. Yeah, lots of ladies.
And they generally shoot real well too. I think they listen to instruction, right?
They do. Yeah, and I think they have a little bit more patience than men.
Right.
So, they're just more willing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I've experienced that as well. I used to do some instructing myself. Now we have Marcus, who's kind of heading that whole aspect of the business, and he's doing a really great job with that. That concealed carry class has been a big hit. We just started doing it last month, and the class has been filling up. We do it once a month. I think he's max 6 students. It's $125. Last Sunday of the month. It includes classroom and range, which there are many concealed carry handgun classes out there that do not have a range requirement. It is not required by the state to prove that you've qualified on a range. But we at Bighorn, think it's something that's super important.
With you.
So if we're going to sign off and give you that certificate to go get your concealed handgun permit, we want to see you handle a gun and put some rounds down range safely.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Ryan and I both will say, hey, glad you got a gun, but let's spend a minute on this training aspect, because I mean, it's something different for a family if you've got kids in the house or not, but it's just teaching the whole family. If you're not a hunter or not around guns and it's your first time, you know, it's a big responsibility, number one. All right. But just to teach in a right way, kids about guns too. And
yeah.
you're a father.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a 7-year-old and he's a year and a half now. And, my 7-year-old, we do regular range trips, and, we're sticking to long guns for now.
Mm-hmm.
Shot a couple handguns, but I haven't really been too excited about, you know, his awareness with the handgun. I mean, you know, I'm right there with him when we do that. But we're just focusing on the long guns because he's got that down, and I feel really comfortable with that. He's knows all the gun safety rules. He knows how to, function the firearm, safety on, safety off, load, unload, keep him down range, you know, all the super important stuff.
Sure.
And it's a lot of fun. He really enjoys it. You know, he's grown up around guns, and, you know, he's never, you know, when since he's been more aware, he wants to see stuff, but he asks, you know. Mm-hmm. He doesn't just go. I never find him in my stuff, you know. Right, he's yeah. We kind of took that curiosity factor away by just presenting it to him. Mm-hmm. So it's good to start early, you know. Sure. I mean, the guns are out there. If he, you know, he comes across something like that at, like, you know, a friend's house or a neighbor's house or something, he knows what to do, and that's,
he's gonna learn about him one way or another. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and he knows. Yeah. You know, if he sees it, don't touch it, get an adult. You know, you never handle a firearm without the supervision of an adult at the shooting range, you mm-hmm. know. So, you know, yeah, it's, I think it's really important to get training, and everybody should do it. Don't put it off. Now's the time to do it. Keep your guns secured. Know who has access to them. That's mm-hmm. Also super important. You know, a lot of folks out there, it's not a well, Denver passed some things where they do have to be locked up now. That was, I think, early last year.
Right.
But before that, you know, and a lot of people aren't even aware of these laws. They put them in so quickly. They don't really
make it public. I mean,
they don't
really,
make it public.
Yeah, where
yeah.
people can really understand
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So we do a lot of educating on that as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, I don't, why would I lock my guns up? I don't have kids in the house. And it's like, well, it's not just kids. It's any unauthorized individual. You know, I mean, that would be like the worst day ever. I mean, you know, when I was younger, I used to kind of be like more relaxed about things.
Sure.
The kids definitely heighten your awareness, but, you know, I used to kind of say things like that or think things like that. And then one day it just occurred to me. It's like, what if I walked in the door and somebody had broken into my house and now they have my gun and mm-hmm. they're pointed at me, you know, be a pretty bad day. All mm-hmm. I had to do was lock the thing up, you know, right. Buy a gun cabinet, buy a gun safe. You know, there's lots of ways to do it. And I think it's super important.
Sure. So. Ryan Resch is with us once again. It is Bighorn Firearms, 2175 South Jasmine, just right off of Evans and Jasmine there. And they are open Tuesday through Saturday. And great staff there. We'll touch on that here in a minute. Now, you mentioned about the you know, keeping it locked and all. What are a few things that you guys sell in the store to help people with that?
So a couple years ago, we took on Vault-Tec, which is a great company. They're offering awesome security devices, gun cabinets, gun little handgun safes, lock boxes and things like that that are really loaded up with technology at a really great price. They're our main go-to. We're a small shop, so we found a brand that really offers it all.
You don't need to cover 50 brands.
Yeah, no. At a price point that's fair, that's reasonable, and we run with it. And when you find a company like Vault-Tec, it's like, it's a home run. We sell a lot of their stuff, and it's just really, we get a lot of great feedback from customers. Mm-hmm. You know, just like anything, you start doing things in volume, you'll see some things come back. And when we're talking technology, but it's pretty few and far between. So great products, great price.
Is it like a fingerprint kind of thing to open, or how
yeah,
does it work?
So most of the stuff that we're carrying of theirs is biometric. But they also, all their biometric safes also have keypad, key entry backup. And also okay. key access. So you have three redundant modes of entry in case one is not working. You know, the feature list that they offer is just far and beyond anything anybody else is offering too. I mean, all the keypads are motion activated, so when you get near the keypad, it lights up for you. So if you have to access it in the dark, you don't have to hit the keypad to illuminate the keypad. As you come up to it, it's ready for you.
Well, that's great. Yeah.
The biometric works great, you know, I mean, we all know, we all have it on our cell phones. You know, it works great most of the time.
Sure.
You know, and sometimes it doesn't. It just it all depends.
Well, and you get in a stressful situation and you don't know what's going on. Sometimes, man, our brain just shuts down and we're like, you're looking at something and you can't remember what
to do,
combinations or whatever. So
right.
This is a great way.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Check them out online. It's Vault-Tec Safe.
Okay. Great. Now, for those that didn't get to hear you the first time, let's kind of give a quick overview of what people will find when they walk in the door there at Bighorn Firearms, besides all those good-looking guys you got in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a bunch of handsome dudes. Great guys, great attitude.
Except Dan.
Dan. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Dan, you know, he's something special for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
He's one of our top guys, and, I mean, they're all top guys.
No, they're all.
Small staff, but, man, we really enjoy what we do,
mm-hmm.
And we're there to help. And, yep. And we enjoy helping people learn the things that they want to learn and mm-hmm. Find the right products that fit their needs. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we offer everything, you know, from your safes and accessories, ammo, magazines, range bags, ears and eyes. We recently started selling some knives, some good quality knives. We've kind of brought that on. Batteries for all your optics, we've got those on hand too. That was kind of a thing that kept coming up, so we finally just started stocking the batteries for everybody.
Right.
Some
cool holsters and things.
Yeah, we got Safariland holsters. We've got some like plate carrier type deals, pouches. So if you're law enforcement, we got you covered for holsters and pouches, handcuffs, things like that, all your LE gear. What do we got? We got coffee, salsa.
I'll tell you the salsa, folks.
Yeah.
You're looking for some good salsa? I'm telling you, go in there.
Yeah, we got you. Yeah, we got you hooked.
Man,
yeah,
you
we
do.
Got you hooked on that. That's locally made by Hell Yeah Salsa out of Thornton, Colorado. Bryson's our guy for that. He teamed up with us and let us do a co-brand label on there.
Right.
We did a really cool Bighorn Firearms label, so
yeah.
it's a neat souvenir thing.
Yeah.
And it's delicious salsa, so come pick a jar up of that your next visit. Ammo cans, hard cases. Shoot, what else we got? I don't know. You know,
yeah,
you
that
name it, we've got
on.
It. And if we don't have it, we'll order it for you.
Yeah.
You know, all your AR accessories. I mean, we can build you a really sweet AR-15 from the ground up. I mean, all the pins and springs, you know, from entry level up into the, you know, top tier stuff.
Okay.
You know, Geissele triggers, Surefire lights, BCM, Magpul. Man, I mean, it's a pretty long list. Small shop, but we
sure.
really cover all the bases.
No,
and we have it all displayed very nicely. We keep the shop clean. It's open. It's inviting. We've got some really nice Bighorn Firearms t-shirts that we custom make, and we really spend a lot of time picking out nice shirts for them too.
Right.
They're not cheap cheap garments. They're good quality stuff. You know, it's pretty full spectrum, and you know, we're going to continue to grow it and offer new products, suppressors. We've got the Silencer Shop kiosk. Come
right.
and do your fingerprints for free. Get that going. We can walk you through that whole process from beginning to end in like maybe 30 or 40 minutes. You can
mm-hmm.
have a suppressor ordered and have your paperwork submitted.
Yeah.
Thanks to that kiosk and all the new electronic allowances from the ATF on the NFA stuff.
Sure.
Collectible firearms. We just picked up a really sweet collection of old Winchesters, Civil War guns, about 30 different pieces, some pretty rare stuff, unique stuff too,
mm-hmm.
you know, Maynard carbines, Ballards, Sharps. I mean, some really cool Western old historical stuff. So even if you just want to come and look, just come in and look.
Absolutely.
And, you know, well, you can even get some hands-on with it. It's cool. That's what they're there for. We like to share that stuff. So.
Absolutely. All right, folks, it's Bighorn Firearms, 2175 South Jasmine. And, again, they're open Tuesday through Saturday. The number is 303-758-9423. We'll be right back.
Zip around the neighborhood, commute to work, or ride the trails on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are electric bikes that are fun and easy to ride. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. At eBike of Colorado, we have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Just try it. Take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to the show, and again, thank you so much for being with us. Ryan Resch is with us. Bighorn Firearms, 2175 South Jasmine. Their number, as I mentioned, 303-758-9423, and it is bighornusa.com, so you can check them out there as well, and open Tuesday through Saturday. All right, now, before the break, Ryan just mentioned they found some cool stuff. How do you find cool stuff? You guys got a few different programs, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so we buy, sell, and trade. So bring down what you got. You're looking to, whether it's old, really old, antique, or something new, bring it by. We'll take a look at it. We'll give you a free evaluation. You know, if you got a large collection or something, we can have a conversation about coming out there and doing an on-site evaluation as well. You know, we do offer some consignment. We have a consignment program. You know, we can talk about that if we can't come to an agreement on a purchase price. So we have lots of options there. We're always looking to buy and pick up good used inventory. I personally have a real big thing for the old guns, the old Winchesters, your military surplus stuff, as well as a big passion of mine. So, you know, bring it by, call us up, let us know what you need. Mm-hmm. We'll come take a look. We're always looking to buy. There's no gun collection that's too big. We've got a few different ways we could work it on a really large one. And we're always happy to take a trip out and see what you got.
Right. And you know, here's what I tell people too. It's always nice to have someone like yourself that, you know, we 100% endorse and vouch for, so to speak, that, because sometimes, let's say, a gentleman may pass away, the wife's left with guns, she has no idea what they're worth. So it's nice to have honest people come in and give a fair evaluation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we treat every collection, whether it's one gun or 20 guns, the same way. You know, we look at the guns, we're completely transparent, we tell you what we see. We can show you exactly what they're selling for online and get a good idea. We look at a couple different sources and we get kind of an average price. You know, and we have you know, we kind of a set thing where we're in that 60-70% most of the time, you know, but that can change depending on condition and current market trends.
Sure.
Desirability, you know, there's a lot of factors, availability, that sort of thing. Right. So
yeah. Now, what about ammo? Are we seeing that loosen up a little bit?
I don't, you know, I it's hard to say.
Yeah.
You know, I know that some of the manufacturers got caught up, and you'll see some places that had really big orders in that were direct with ammo manufacturers, mainly like ranges and stuff like that, offering really great prices on ammo right now. But that's just because they're tied up in, you know, 10 pallets or something like that, and they got to move through it to free up that capital to, you know, continue to do business and offer other things. You know, if you look at like the charts on Google or whatever, mm-hmm. you'll see that the prices have come down, but you know, it's not significant, and I don't know if it's going to continue to drop. I highly doubt it, especially with, you know, the things that are going on right now and people going out and buying a lot again. Right. And I think we're just kind of at the beginning of it ramping up again towards the fall and towards the midterm elections and stuff. So
right. Now, another thing I want to mention, too, it's Father's Day's coming, and you guys got gift cards.
Yeah.
So, hey, what a great gift.
Yeah, nice and easy. You know, we can do it for $10, so he can come in and get a jar of salsa, or you can give him a gift card for $2,000, so he can come and get that, you know, dream AR-15 build, or maybe buy a cool Winchester or something like that. Yeah. So, just come on down. It's an easy gift, and you can let Dad pick out what he wants for himself.
Trust me, that's what Dad wants to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Go to the gun store, do some gun shopping.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the staff rollers. I want to mention that because, man, I go in a lot of stores and just observe a lot. And, man, sometimes you can just see, like, almost like that person hates being there, you know. And, man, I tell you, every time I go in there, man, those guys got smiles on their faces. And I've never been in there without customers in there. So, I mean, they're always with the customers. And you got one guy, like you say, showing an old Winchester. You got another guy breaking down an AR. You got another guy over helping, you know, a lady with a pistol, whatever. But as you said, when you've got the real secret there and figured it out, when these guys are doing things that they love and they know and they're confident with, then that comes over to the customer too.
Yeah. I mean, it's just – it's natural for these guys because they enjoy it and they've gotten experience in it, and it's fun to share your knowledge and pass that on to somebody else. Or, you know, you might even just be, you know, talking gear with somebody, you know, who knows more than you, and you might actually be the one listening and learning something that day. Yeah, it's just the guys like working with each other. The customers are great. You know, everyone's there for the same reason.
Sure.
So it's easy because we're just talking about something we enjoy.
Right.
So.
You know, going back to just people coming in for the first time, I can't tell you how many times through the years, and probably you too, that people have asked, you know, what's the best gun for a concealed carry? You know, and I mean, it's like, well, it's the one that you feel comfortable shooting, that fits your hand and that you enjoy, you know. So that's one thing that I've noticed too. Your guys really spend the time with customers to help them make a good buying decision, you know. And so, and I think that's very important. So whether you know a lot, you think you know a lot, or you know nothing, this is a store you can feel comfortable in.
Yeah. Yeah. We just, we treat everybody, equally. We listen to what they're saying and we just try to guide them, you know? There's no best gun, you know, it's the one that checks all your boxes off, not mine. So, you know, come in, let us know what it is you're looking for, and we'll show you some stuff. I mean, the most important thing is getting it in your hand.
Right.
I mean, it would be even better if we had a range. You can take it and try it out, but we're not there yet.
Right.
But that is definitely something I'd like to see in the future. But we do partner up with a couple of really great ranges in the area. Even the ones we don't partner with, I mean, we'll list off the 10 ranges that are in the 5-mile radius of us. So, I mean, there's no shortage of that. You go try some guns out if you're still not sure after handling them. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, it's important to take your time. It's important to ask all the questions. It's important to get your hands on the product and talk to somebody that you trust. And we're definitely, we want to be those guys, and we feel that we are. So come in the store and, you know, link up with one of the sales guys, have them show you some stuff and ask some questions.
Sure. Now, we talked about the CCW class, and that's $125. And I think you have an intro to pistol as well.
Yes, we're still offering intro to pistol. Since we jumped into the concealed handgun one, intro to pistol hasn't been as popular, but it is really a great class. It's a lot less pressure. If you're really new and you just want to get some information, that's the class to take. If you take that class before you take the concealed handgun, you're going to be so much more comfortable knowing that you're going to be going to the range that day in the concealed handgun class. We cover the basics in concealed handgun, but I think the intro to pistol is a really nice prerequisite if you can swing both classes. And if you sign up for both, we can definitely work with you on the price.
So. Okay, cool. All right, once again, Bighorn Firearms, 2175 South Jasmine. The number is 303-758-9423. It is bighornusa.com. When you stop in, please let them know you heard them. You're going to hear them one of two places, on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, just on KLZ 560. So be sure and let them know you heard about them there, and we'd appreciate that as well. You know, there's been, with all the things going on, let's take the last minute and a half here, and we probably should have done this earlier, but background checks, okay? You hear all these people talk about, oh, anybody can walk in and get a gun and do these things. I mean, there is a form that's from the government that people have to fill out. I just want to tell people that maybe don't know. Most of our listeners probably do. But, I mean, they've got to show a valid ID, and I'll let you say it. But what do they got to have?
So in Colorado, you undergo a state background check as well as a federal NICS check, which is a National Instant Criminal Check System or something so you come in, you need a Colorado ID. You have to be 18 for a long gun, 21 for a handgun. Your ID has to have a valid, current valid address. It has to be valid, not expired. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a current address on the ID, which is pretty common here in Colorado because DMV doesn't require you to change it if you move, you write it on the back. But that doesn't meet the requirements for ATF and all the federal regulations. So there are some other additional documents you can bring in if you've had a change of address that will help us get what we need to successfully complete the paperwork and submit the background check. Right. The state of Colorado has one of the highest rates of denials. You know, because you're doing the state check and the federal one, and they tend to lean on, like, if you have anything that constitutes you maybe being denied, they typically will just deny you. Yep. And then you file an appeal, and you got to go through all that stuff, which takes an additional 30 days. So everyone who's purchasing a firearm does a background check.
Absolutely.
Period.
And that's the main point I wanted to get across. All right, Bighorn Firearms, go by and see them. 2175 South Jasmine. Again, the number 303-758-9423. Open Tuesday through Saturday. And when you go in, please tell them you heard about them here on KLZ 560. We'd appreciate that. And, hey, if you're looking for that special gift and don't know what to get, grab a gift card from them, and you'll make someone happy with that. So, Ryan, always fun to have you answer.
All right, you too, Scott.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for being with us. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.